You're listening to a message from Victory. Join us as we dive into the book of Romans to understand more about the power of the gospel in our series, The Gospel Explained.
Good morning, Victory Metro East. We would like to welcome you once again here in our morning online worship service. As we always say here in Victory, we're here to honor God and we're here to make disciples. We are your church community, and as one of the pastors here in Victory Metro East, if there's anything that you want us to do for you, if you need help, you need counseling, you need prayers, or you need someone to talk with or to talk to, we're here to be with you, or we're here to listen to you, and we want to make sure that your pastors will be there para po pakinggan kayo at para po pagprayan namin kayo. Nandito po si Pastor Alfred, si Pastor James, si Pastor Che, si Pastor Jerry. Nandito po kami para pakinggan po yung mga inahin nyo o mga meron po kayong gustong sabihin sa amin. Nandito po kami para sa inyo. At kami po din nagpapasalamat dahil sa nakaraang dalawang linggo, di ba, we heard God's message regarding the next generation, and we would like to honor Pastor Dean, Pastor Dean's leadership, Pastor Dean Pasaba, and Arby for sharing God's word last Sunday. It was a powerful message. Thank you for reminding us of taking care and raising the next generation. I hope you all got encouraged, and in fact, I would like to take the moment, if you're blessed with our campus missionaries, if the Lord is touching your heart to bless them and partner with them, please do so, all right? I'm sure they will love to hear from you. And so please message us right here in our chat box. Okay po ba yun? So marami pong salamat. Thank you, Dean. Thank you, RB, and the rest of our campus missionaries. Okay. We are going back to our usual preaching series called Gospel Explained. And we are on our week 14. Last time po, nag-preach, I remember, si Pastor James, and we want to follow it through. And so our text today is in Romans chapter 8, the last part of this, which is found in verse 31 to 39. Are you ready to hear God's word today? Well, praise God. Let me read to you Romans chapter 8, verse 31 to 39. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long, we are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord and the word for all of us for today and the rest of the week. Let's pray. Lord, marami pong salamat sa presensya niyo, Lord. Maraming salamat sa grasya niyo, Panginoon. Marami po salamat, Lord, for all the favor and for once again hearing God's word, Gospel Explained. I'm asking you, Lord, with the help of your Holy Spirit, that you would unveil, release, and enable us to understand, Lord, what you've done for us because of the gospel. Lord, thank you for everyone who's watching this online worship service, and I just pray wherever they are, that you will touch their hearts because of who you are as the God of love. Lord, marami po salamat. Bless the preaching of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As we all know, this pandemic has caused sufferings not only in our nation, but to the rest of the world. This pandemic has been ongoing for more than 6 months now. And hindi po natin akalain na aabot po tayo sa ganito. At dahil po sa pandemyang ito, alam niyo po ba na ito ginagawa po natin na online worship service natin, lahat po ng ating meetups, our leadership groups, our victory groups, our leaders convergence, our leadership 113, lahat po na ginagawa natin dito sa church, lahat po ay online. Hindi po natin nakita ito, hindi po natin expect na mangyayari ito. But this pandemic caused us a big separation amongst ourselves. This is not normal. God intended the church for us to be together physically. God has called us together as one church that we will gather in the assembly of the believers because that's who we are. It's the gospel who joined us together, who gathered us, Lord God, for a purpose of worshiping, honoring, praying together, for us to advance the kingdom of God together, for us to share our lives together. At ito pong pandemic na to, hindi po normal to para sa atin. But it caused such great effect and it caused such separation for all of us. That said, the verses that we read a while ago, there's the word separation or be separated. And it highlights a different kind of meaning. And I want to read it once again in the new, in a different translation. It's NLT. Here's what it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 39. Indeed, in all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Napakaganda po na sinabi dito. Will ever be able to separate us from the love of God. Si Paul po na nagsulat ng letter sa Rome, ito pong Romans na series po natin, if there's anything that he wants to let the people of Rome should know is this. Nothing separates us from the love of God. Nothing shall separate you and me from God's love. If there's any underlying statement, if there's anything that he wants to let us to, kumbaga pag thesis, ito po yung conclusion niya. Nothing in all creation that we are separated or will be separated from the love of God. What kind of love is this? This love that God has for us, it's called God's love that is inseparable. Wala pong sino man at ano man ang makapaghihiwalay po sa atin sa pagmamahal ng Panginoon. Yung pag-ibig the Lord po sa atin, talagang sobra-sobra, lubos-lubos na gusto niyang paalam sa atin ngayon, lalo na itong pandemya na yung pagmamahal ni Lord, wala sino man at ano man ang pwede mangyari na makapaghiwalay po sa atin ang pagmamahal niya po sa church natin, no? At sa buong body of Christ. So because of God's inseparable love for us, how do we respond to this God's love? Three ways to respond to God's inseparable love. Are you ready for this? Very quickly. Three ways. Number one, realize the magnitude and extent of God's love for you. Responding to God's inseparable love for us, we got to realize the magnitude, the depth, and the extent of His love for you. Alam po ba natin ito? Alam niyo po doon sa binasa natin, there were seven questions, but I want to highlight four questions. The first question is, who can be against us? The second one, who shall bring any charge against God's elect? The third one, who is to be condemned? The fourth one is, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who can be against us? Bago po tanungin ni Poldo, sinabi niya rin po itong sagot. Ito pong sabi niya, if God is for us, who can be against us? Have you ever experienced someone against you? Have you been pressured or being forced by someone, or maybe someone is bullying you? Well, guess what? Whatever people trying to tell you or treat you in a different way that puts us down, guess what? The Bible tells us that God is for us and He will always be for us. Napaganda po nung sinabi dito na si Lord para sa atin talaga siya. His favor, His presence is with us and He is for us. He goes on to say in verse 32, He who did not spare His own Son but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? Do you realize that in this verse alone we could find three kinds of love that the Lord has displayed on us? Ano po yun? Sabi niya rito, who did not spare His own Son. He is a God who did not even think twice to withhold His Son for us, but He gave Him away. What kind of love is this? What kind of God with His love that He bestowed upon us? That's what you call the selfless kind of love. God is so selfless that He displayed selfless love for all of us. Hindi po siya nagdalawang isip. Binigay niya po yung kanyang anak sa atin. Alam niyo po ba na yung isang campus missionary po natin na yung asawa niya po ng anak, syempre, may bagong baby na po sila, si Norman, saka si Lady. Talaga naman, grabe yung napaka-cute na baby. Nag-message po ako, ang sabi ko po sa kanila, if you want your baby to be adopted, you know, we're willing to adopt your baby. Grabe, napaka-cute po. At I'm sure ganun din si Pastor Alfred, di ba? Si Pastor Romel, hindi na, no? You know what? I'm sure they will not let their baby be adopted. Why? Because that baby is so cute. That baby is a blessing. They prayed about it. In fact, talaga namang, you know, that family will be blessed, sila Norman and Lady, for that baby. And, you know, I'll never think of any person, a parent, who will give their baby away. And they will not give their baby away. But for God, think about this. God gave their one and only Son, that the Word of God says, His own Son, He gave Him up for us all. Imagine this, He gave everything, He gave up His one and only Son for us. That's what you call sacrificial love. A God who sacrificed His own Son. Not only did He sacrifice, sabi po dito, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? Kung binigay po ni Lord, the God, the Father, His only Son, how much more yung mga hinihingi po natin? Hindi ba niya pwedeng ibigay sa atin yung mga kailangan natin ngayong pandemya? Will God withhold those blessings? The very things that we need in this pandemic? I believe the Lord is willing to graciously give us all things. We could see here selfless love, sacrificial love, and God's gracious and generous love. Grabe to. Pangalawang tanong, who shall bring us any charge against God's elect? Have you been accused? Have somebody lambasted you? Or just said those words in social media? Meron po ba nag-bash sa inyo lately? Alam niyo po, ito po sinasabi ni Lord, who shall bring any charge against God's elect? Is there someone out there who will bring charge against us, the church? Ito po ang sagot ni Lord, ang sabi niya rito, it is God who justifies. The word justifies here means, you know what it means here? It means being acquitted or set free. Pag sinabi pa lang ni Lord na I justified you, ibig sabihin pala hindi pala yung dedepensahan tayo ni Lord. Ibig sabihin pala, no, I have acquitted you. I have set you free. I have justified you. Not only that He made us set free, but He made us right. The Lord caused us sinners to be made right with God. He caused us to be in right relationship through His Son, Jesus Christ. What a story. What a God that we serve. That He is a God full of love, na hindi lang siya nagsakripisyo para sa atin. Pero binago rin niya rin yung status natin. Yes, He forgave us, but more than forgiving us, He changes us to be right with Him. Grabe po, He set us free. He acquitted you. Is that a good news? The third question, who is to condemn? Here's the answer. Christ Jesus is the one who died more than that. Si Jesus Christ daw po, hindi lang namatay, pero more than that. Who was raised, who is the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who are we for God to die for us? Sino ba tayo na para mahalin ni Lord, para i-accept ni Lord, para baguhin ni Lord, para i-draw ni Lord para sa Kanya? Hindi po ba? Sabi po ng Bible, Jesus is the one who died more than that. You know what He was talking about? Not just death on the cross, but He was talking about His suffering for us. He didn't just died, but He suffered for you and I. And that's the way God showed His love for us. Hindi naman kailangan mag-suffer sa Lord, pwede naman mamatay siya, hindi po ba? Pero hindi, He chose to sacrifice and suffer for us. And because He is God, He became man to relate to us. Yes, He went to the cross, but more than that, He suffered for you and I. His Son suffered for us, meaning God or Jesus demonstrated the magnitude. He demonstrated the depth. He demonstrated the intent of His love for us. Do you know the depth, the magnitude, and just the extent of God's love for all of us? Kaya sa totoo lang, hindi po tayo pwedeng pabayaan ni Lord. To those of you, probably at this point wherein you're suffering because of this pandemic, hindi po pwedeng pababayaan tayo ni Lord. Hindi po pwedeng iwanan tayo ni Lord. Kung iiwan tayo ni Lord, alam mo sa totoo lang, hindi po siya God. Hindi po siya. He's not a God of love. And that's why Paul was so secured. He was so secured of God's love because he understood, he realized the magnitude, the depth, the extent of God's love for him. It was an inseparable God kind of love. Can you say amen? Secondly, for us to respond to God's inseparable love. Number two, never doubt God's love for you. Never doubt God's love for you. You know, the enemy would come and would question God's love for us. In this pandemic, people have been hearing God, different kinds of voice. It's the enemy's voice. And he will tell you, kung talagang mahal ka ni Lord, bakit nagsasuffer ka? And probably you believe in that voice. And maybe you've been saying, says, Lord, kung talagang mahal mo ako, Lord, ano nangyari? Bakit nawalan po ako ng trabaho? Lord, kung talagang mahal mo kami, Lord, bakit na yung business namin nagsara? Lord, kung talagang mahal mo kami, bakit may COVID-19 yung relative ko? Lord, kung talagang mahal mo kami, nagpe-pray naman kami. Lord, ngayon wala kaming pera. Hindi namin alam kung paano kami makakain next week. Lord, kung talagang mahal mo kami, Lord, bakit iniwanan ako nung ka-relationship ko? Lord, kung talagang mahal mo kami, bakit kami nagsasuffer ngayon? Sabi po rito ni Lord sa verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Sabi po rito, shall tribulation, or in other translation, sufferings, or distress, hardships, persecution ba, famine or hunger, di ba ang daming nagugutom ngayon? Nakedness, meaning lack, poverty, ang dami po naghihirap ngayon, kaya yung gobyerno po nagbibigay ng ayuda kasi nga because of this pandemic, ang dami naghihirap, or danger from this COVID-19, danger of the disease, and people are getting sick, people are getting into depression, people are getting into fear and anxiety, or even sword, meaning death. Lord, kung talaga mahal mo kami, paano, bakit nangyayari sa amin to? Alam po ang sabi po ni Lord, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? I believe the Lord has caused this message to be preached today because some of you here, you have been given up. Some of you here, you believe in that voice of the enemy, of doubting the promise of God, of doubting God's love. And I want to say this, whatever situation you are facing today, nothing can separate you from the love of God. Never ever doubt God's love. You know, you cannot just say, Lord, because of this suffering, hindi na ako mahal ni Lord. No, never question God's love for you. Even though you experience all this suffering and maybe injustices, that doesn't mean that God doesn't love you anymore. I want to say this today. It is impossible to be separated from Christ and His love. And so whatever suffering, whatever distress, whatever hardships, whatever form of the things that come to our minds, nothing shall separate you from the love of Christ. And that's why if you've been running away from God, God is reaching out to you today. God is telling you, hey, look, my love is for you. I'm running after you because of my love. Even though you gave up on me, I will never give up on you. Because no amount of suffering, hardships, even persecution, nor hunger, nakedness, danger, or death will be able to be separate us from the love of God. Can you say amen? So friends, never ever doubt God's love for us. We're going to have our breakthrough. And the Lord is in control of all things. He wants to express His love for us. What kind of love? Inseparable God kind of love. How do we respond? Number three, live out our identity as more than a conqueror through Christ who loves us. Let's live out our identity as more than a conqueror. You know, it's amazing na itong author, si Paul, when he wrote this and he said, we are more than a conqueror. Alam mo, he wrote this on the context of God's love. He did not write this based on his ability, or he would say, we are more than a conqueror because we are strong or we are wise or we are mighty. No, he didn't say that. He said, we are more than conquerors because of God's love for us. And it's only through Christ that this is possible. Napakaganda po. The context of our identity as more than a conqueror is in line with God's love. And you know what? That identity, more than a conqueror, it's not something that we need to pray for. It's not a wishful thinking. Hindi na yung kailangan natin i-confess. No, that's our identity. We are made to be like this. We are made and created because of Christ, because we are in Christ and through Christ, we are more than a conqueror. That's who you are. He quoted Psalm 44, sabi niya po rito, we have been given over to death each day, a sheep to be slaughtered. He was reminding the church, he was reminding us that the moment that you signed up to follow Christ, automatically we will experience hardships. We will experience persecution. But thanks be to God. His love conquers. God's love conquers. And because of that, we are more than conquerors because of His love for us. Galing! We are more than conquerors because Christ conquers. Woo! He conquered. Therefore, we are more than a conqueror. Yung word pala na conquer here, ibig sabihin subjugate a certain territory, no? Means to subdue, to take full force, to take over by force, to take dominion. Yung force po na nababanggit dito as we conquer, it's the force of God's love within us. Kaya nga, you know what? We cannot love unless we have God's love. You cannot show love unless we experience His love for us. We cannot forgive unless we receive forgiveness. We cannot be generous unless we experience God's generosity. And if we understood and realize the magnitude, the depth, and even the extent of His love, The Word of God says we will know who we are, our identity as more than a conqueror. In fact, the identity more than a conqueror, the word means hypernikaw. Yung word na hyper means beyond, and yung nikaw, yung the word nikaw means conquer. You put them together, ito sinasabi ng Bible, you are super conquerors. We are super conquerors. Hindi lamang po yung ibig sabihin, completely and overwhelmingly victorious. Ganun po yung ginawa sa atin ni Lord dahil sa pagmamahal niya, we were made and built to be super conquerors and super victorious. Complete. Overwhelmingly. Kaya nga nagpapasalamat po kami kay sa founder natin, si Pastor Steve, na ang dami naman pwedeng pangalan na ipangalan sa church natin. Pero bakit victory? Kasi yung mga taga-victory, itong victory church natin, lahat tayo victorious because of Christ's love for us. Is that amazing? We are more than conquerors. So let's live according to our identity because of His great love for us. I like the New Century Version, sabi rito, but in all things, we are completely victorious through God who showed His love for you and I. We are completely, grabe, hindi lang completely, overwhelmingly victorious. Ito po yung conclusion ni Paul. Paul's conclusion, sabi niya sa verse 38, for I am sure, in other translation, he said, for I am convinced, I am fully persuaded, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers or demons. Baka nga ngayon, takot pa rin tayo sa demonyo. Pero sinasabi ni Paul, I'm sure, not even angels nor demons, nor things present. Itong pandemic na hinaharap po natin, maybe you are experiencing all sorts of fear and anxiety. Not even that. Nor things to come. The future. There's a bright future ahead of us. Or maybe the Lord will allow us to be in sufferings. Well, not even then. Nor things to come. Nor powers. Nor height. Nor depth. Problems. Calamities. Nor anything else in all creation. Lahat-lahat po pagsamahin natin. Or any authority, in other translation, means unseen forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Lahat po, pagsamahin na natin, lahat ng forces, demonic forces in the heavenly realms, all authorities and demons, whatever that is, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Woo! Kahit ano pa yan, kahit sino pa yan, hindi man at kailanman yung mahihiwalay po tayo sa pagmamahal ng Panginoon. Again, how do we respond to God's inseparable love? Realize the magnitude and extent of God's love for you. Secondly, never doubt God's love for you. Never ever doubt God's love for you. Number three, live out our identity as more than a conqueror through Christ who loves us. What kind of love is this? Inseparable, God kind of love. Pero hindi lamang po ito. Understanding the depth, the magnitude, and the extent of God's love. There's another kind of love. You know what? It is an immeasurable love that the Lord has bestowed upon us. Kahit saan tayo magpunta, God's love will run after you. Kahit ano pang condition mo, kahit mag-backslide ka pa, yung pagmamahal ni Lord nasa iyo. Kahit nambabash ka pa, yung pagmamahal ni Lord hindi magbabago. Yung pag-ibig ni Lord, yung kapayapaan, pagmamahal niya, talagang He will run after you because of His immeasurable God kind of love. As we end this message, What an amazing experience that we all receive God's love, isn't it? I want to say this. We are sure and secure of God's immeasurable and inseparable love for us. Again, we are sure and secure of God's immeasurable and inseparable love for all of us. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, I just thank you for everyone who's watching and hearing this message. Lord, truly you want to let us know, just like Paul, that we can be assured, we can be sure, we can, Lord God, be convinced that truly we can be sure of this inseparable, this immeasurable love that you've given us. Lord, I just thank you that you will cause us to understand and realize the magnitude, the depth, and the extent of your love for every one of us. Not only that, you want us to experience that, but you want us to show this kind of love, Lord, that you said in your word. Truly, Lord God, sinabi mo to, Lord, that, Lord, you want to bless your people, that you gave him up for us all. Lord, you gave Christ for us all, and how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? I believe the Lord wants to bless you, and he wants to provide for you supernaturally. If you're hearing and watching this message, you're watching this video, I believe the Lord will do a supernatural work of his blessings. How much more he will give you graciously of all the things that we could ask or imagine. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for your people. Kung ano po yung mga needs namin ngayon. Lord, marami pong salamat na part of your love is for your people to receive generously your blessing. And I just pray, Lord God, because of your generous love, that you will extend your grace to provide for every need. I pray and declare that in every family, in every dads and moms, yung mga working po, magkakaroon po ng trabaho, Panginoon, yung mga who's believing you for a job. Lord, I just pray for a creativity. I just pray for supernatural work, Lord God, upon your people in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that cause us to be secure and be sure that truly nothing shall separate us from God's love. Lord, marami po salamat. If you are here for the very first time and you've never surrendered your life to Christ, God has shown, demonstrated the magnitude of his love by giving Christ to you. And the Lord doesn't want just to forgive you. The Lord wants to release you, set you free from your sin. The Lord wants to make you right. And it starts with what Christ has done for you. Would you receive him today? Would you receive Christ's love? If you are that person, I want to pray for you. Would you pray this prayer? Would you bow your heads down? If you've never prayed this prayer, I want to lead you to Christ today, the God of love, the truly Jesus has given us this love and has promised the gift of eternal life. Say this prayer out loud. Say this after me. Bow your heads. Say this. Lord Jesus, forgive me for all my sins. Lord, I repent and turn to you and receive this love, your inseparable love, your immeasurable love. Lord, thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you that even as I invite you, that you're coming in as my personal Lord and Savior, I receive your love and I receive the gift of eternal life. Thank you, Lord God, for this new life and the love that I've been looking for, that it's only you that I receive today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Again, if you have given your life to Christ, there is a number that you can call and message us right now. Mag-message na po kayo. We would like to return your call and make sure that you will experience more of God's love in our church community here at Victory Metro East. Marami pong salamat. Let me pray a prayer of blessing. Lord, I just pray that enable us to realize the magnitude, the depth, the extent of your love. that we will never ever doubt your love for us, that we will live out that identity, that we are more than conquerors in Christ, through Christ who loved us. Father, bless your people today as we, Lord God, enjoy this, Lord God, the blessed Sunday morning, even the rest of our family, and even the rest of our week. Bless your people in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.